listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
Hey, listen.
Here we go.
Welcome to Fresh Take Electronic Enhancements with the talented, sexy, dangerous Devonier. It's Devin Seal.
The digital.
Brought to you by Nootropics?
Absolutely, 100%.
Always, always. I don't remember the last, probably Red Dead?
Ooh, good call, actually. Not sure. There, we had video games that year were just so stupid. Like
there was runs of electronic enhancement. There is that the was peak, Red Dead run and the Battlefront run.
Oh God, don't get me started. So disappointed in that game. Although now apparently it's amazing, so I don't know what to think.
Apparently, anymore. If you get EA access for $20 a month on PS5,
I'm not paying $20 a month. You could probably buy
$20 for the game. No, sorry, $30 for the year. Oh, you get it.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go play old games. I just want to play new games from now on. Like, I'm almost caught up in my backlog. Okay.
Let's do this. I'm going to start off with
PlayStation Showcase.
Yeah, start with the PlayStation Showcase. We'll start off with the big game there. I don't even have a joke, but go to Spider-Man 2. Man.
12 minutes long.
We go right to the symbiote.
Uh-huh. Symbiote, depending on who you talk to.
We have Kraven. Miles can fly.
Well, he's got like the thing underneath
the spider wings. Yeah, the spider wings.
The spider wing. Okay.
The lizard looks absolutely insane. You can switch between Miles and Peter Parker if you need be.
Okay.
Fighting as Venom looks amazing. It's not gonna. I know people are like Game of the Year. I'm like, well, nothing's beating Zelda. Like, it's not happening. When we do our end year review, maybe I'll have that as my game of the year because I'm not going to play Zelda probably.
Right.
But let's be honest, Zelda's going to win game of the year.
Yeah, it was like last year in March when Elden Ring came out and you're like, well, time to put a bow on this game.
People are so creative with Zelda. I'm not going to play it, but I just like seeing people's creations.
The tanks and the robots and the rocket dicks. And
the rocket dicks, the winner. But yeah, Spidey 2 just looks sensational, just absolutely mind-blowing.
So we got a 12-minute integrated cutscene and then some gameplay footage. I mean, it makes you feel like Spider-Man, right? So what more could you possibly ask for?
It makes you feel like Venom.
I've talked about this before. It's a pretty well-known fact amongst my colleagues and friends that I'm kind of getting tired of open world games.
Yep.
Just because I'm really tired of going to a place on the map to push a button to then go to somewhere else and push a button. Like I feel like a lot of the things in these open worlds are just busy work. I'm currently playing Halo Infinite right now.
By the way, Devin, that's why I don't like Breath of the Wild. I just want to do the game.
Yeah, like unless I'm killing things, the only other thing to do in Halo is to hold the X button to open a box or to open a door. And I just find that like gameplay kind of limiting. And it's traversal of Spider-Man is really the name of the game, right? Like the story's good. It's a pretty paint by numbers Spider-Man story. It's fun. It looks well done. It's really well made. The reason why you buy it, though, is just to swing around as Spider-Man, if we're being honest.
God, and now you get to do it as Venom, which is going to be super rad.
Exactly. So you know what? Like, I've already done that in the first game. I'm pretty confident or comfortable that I could either watch you play or watch a Let's Play, and I think I'd be pretty happy with it. I do want to see what happens in the story. I'm invested in Spider-Man and Spider-Man characters. I just don't want to spend 50 hours finding outfits, you know? Personally speaking.
Well, that's the worst, one of the worst parts about Jedi Survivor to me is you have those boxes and you know, you do all these crazy like force jumps and everything to get to this corner, and you get it, it's like you get a mullet. It's like,
yeah,
I'd rather have more force powers.
Yeah, like you're not really actually solving, like you're solving puzzles in that game, but only to advance the story. I'd rather, like, if I'm going to solve puzzles, I want to actually get things out of the puzzles, yeah, or it be part of the game. So open world games where you just have to go places is kind of boring to me now. And that's why I just want to kind of stick with smaller games or more narrative driven games. And I think, like, personally speaking, I was a huge fan of Horizon Zero Dawn. I got every achievement. I put everything you could possibly do into it. And when it comes to the second game, I don't really want to play it, not because I'm not interested in it, but because I don't want to go friggin' foraging for flowers and arrows and shit. Like, I want to kill a T-Rex. I want to kill an alligator. I just don't want to have to like spend 20 minutes to go do that.
Yeah. That's the one thing about Fallen Survivor, I will say Jedi Survivor, that I think is really good, is the fast travel is clutch.
Mm.
Fast travel is awesome to find a meditation point and do the fast travel. Absolutely clutch. Yeah. And I do wonder, Spidey, you have it, but I mean, it led to a lot of excitement. I would say the rest of the showcase overall, for something that most people waited 600 days for, look, everyone thought there was going to be a Naughty Dog game. I never did, and we never talked about it, but I think if I would have asked you, you wouldn't have thought there would have been a Naughty Dog game either, I don't think.
Apparently they're working on two co-currently. One of them's a sequel to something, and the other one's like a brand new IP. Like,
one's Last of Us 3 and one's the new IP.
Yeah, so like...
And then the Last of Us, like, Fortnite game.
The Battle Royale. Is it called Survivors or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So here's a few highlights. Number one, I will say, the VR. Holy shit. Everything on VR looks so badass. Resident Evil 4 in VR looks so fun. The problem is, VR is like another console.
Yes. How much is it? $800?
$800. Because I went on Amazon immediately, like, PlayStation VR. No, that's not happening.
Well, we're at a point now where the limitations of VR at home means you can only have eyes and two hands. So a lot of your stuff, like, you're not actually really doing a lot of things. You're just kind of controlling two hands.
Yeah.
So I don't really, like, I'm at a point now where I'm kind of an all or nothing with VR. Like, I either want to run around an empty room with like a gun and like goggles on my head, or I don't really want to do it because I don't want to sit in a chair and play the Horizon VR game. So I don't think it's going to be that fun. I can just play Horizon in real life.
Yeah. Marathon's a new Bungie game.
Yeah.
Wasn't for me particularly. I'm not a big shooter guy, but I thought about you and my sister on that one.
It's an extraction shooter. I think Marathon was one of their, I think they called Halo Project Marathon or something like that. Like, it has roots. Like, I'm pretty sure Marathon or parts of Marathon were what they developed Halo out of or with at the same time. So this has been like 25 years in the making, kind of.
I'm going to butcher the name of this, so apologies, but this is another VR game, Snaps. S-Y-N-A-P-S-E.
Synapse.
Thank you. Synapse. Okay. Yeah. Holy shit, it looks so trippy. You know that game you were playing for a bit, Dev? It also had a VR game, but also had a control game. It was like Hot.
Oh, Fires. The slow motion one, right?
Yeah. It had like the guys were in red and you shoot them and everything like that.
Yep.
Kind of reminded me of that. Synapse looks super trippy, super fun.
Super hot. That's what it's called.
Super hot. Yeah. It reminded me a little bit of Super Hot and has all these different colors and everything. And you're like kind of incepted into this guy's mind and you have to get to him and everything like that. I really like the concept of it.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that'd be cool. Arizona Sunshine's a zombie comedy game. Again, looked really fun. But again, I'm not going to pay for VR. Five Nights at Freddy's. Stop.
Hey, 13-year-old boys are really into it. Okay,
the Assassin's Creed game actually looked really good.
It reminded you of like Assassin's Creed 2, hey, or Assassin's
Creed. Yeah, well, I thought it was a remake, and I think a few people did too because it looked like, I thought it was Enzo for a second.
Well, it seems like it's either like it's not like Egypt, but it's like Turkey or something like that.
Yeah, and I was like, this brought me back to the days when my sister and I played the first two. And I was like, I might get this. And I still might. Like, it looks good, but I think that's more of a down the road, a new Final Fantasy game. Congrats to people that got that. I'm not a Final Fantasy person. Like I told Devin, anytime I saw a JRPG, I'm like, I get it, Donkey. I get it. I understand.
Someone's gonna do a, yeah, Donkey will do a video on all of those games and just tell us, like, I don't want to play Yakuza, but I like watching other people play the Yakuza.
Two, just trade out Xbox and Nintendo copies of two of their biggest games. Teardown, which is pretty much GTA meets Minecraft. Which looks, I mean, I'm not, it looks cool. If it's ever on PS Now, I'd give it a chance. Foam Stars, which is Square Enix Splatoon.
so yeah, the Japanese, the other Japanese Splatoon is what you mean.
Yeah. Cat Quest, which was like, who is this for? It was just a pirate cat, and the whole time it was like meow 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 meow. Like, I don't know who this is for. Now to the highlights, outside of Spider-Man. Phantom Blade looks amazing.
Looks really cool, and I don't know anything about it, but like,
no. I was like, this is like, dev.
Looks like Sekiro. In fact, I kind of, for a brief minute, I thought that one of the bosses looked like, because they had like the metal arm. I was like, oh, this is Sekiro, but you're playing as a different character. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it looked really, really rad. And then Solid Snake, get a Snake Eater. Remade
Splooge, although I'm really on the fence about supporting Konami as a company post Kojima exit because of how they treated him. Is this a reskin or a remake? Metal Gear Solid 3 is one of the greatest games of all time. It's within the top 10 list, probably very comfortably. It is so cinematic, it's so fun, it's zany, the mechanics of it work out really, really well, and you really do feel like Big Boss, or I guess in this case just Snake. If you want to get into the series, this is a great place to start.
I think, I mean, I wonder too if Sony's saving a few things for summer games.
Right.
Fest. I wonder if they're saving a few things for that, and that's why they didn't want to drop anything big. Because
did they confirm that this is a total remake or a reskin?
It's a remake.
Okay, so they're giving it the Resident Evil.
They're doing the Res. I think, and that's why I thought Assassins was going to be. I'm like, this is just the era we're in now. We're just going to redo these games.
Yeah, well, when you look at the track record of a few of these games, like I'm going to look at Resident Evil 1 through 4, and I'm going to look at Metroid, the GameCube Metroid, like, those are phenomenal games now. So far, so good. Now.
Yeah, all the like, Zelda games.
Good hands if that's the case. But if you're just going to do a reskin, like, I'm going to be very real. Like, I played those games probably about 7 to 8 years ago in anticipation for Metal Gear Solid 5. They don't control very well as they're currently constructed.
Yep.
So you would need like total. I don't want to play a reskin of 1 and 2. I need to play remakes of 1 and 2 if I'm going to do that.
And then AW announced its official date. It's at the end of the month, actually a day from today. It looks exactly like the wrestling games that you played in 64 with WWF No Mercy. It just, this was on Adam's most anticipated list. It just missed my most anticipated, but man, it looks, the graphics don't matter for this game. The graphics are whatever. It's all about the actual gameplay for this. And right. Everything I saw from the demo they showed off yesterday with Orange Cassidy, it looks so good.
So what makes a good wrestling game? Like, I know that you
customization. Okay. Is huge, obviously. And then I think the gameplay matters, and the gameplay for 2K has been okay. But the difference of the gameplay between this and then Fire Pro Wrestling, those have always been the peak of wrestling games. And they re-released Fire Pro about 4 years ago.
Okay.
But no one has ever remade. The closest we ever got for a No Mercy WCW Revenge level was the Def Jam games, because they were made by Yuke's, who made those games.
Same company, okay.
Yeah, and Yuke's is making this. So that's huge for everybody that they got Yuke's to be a part of this. And now all these years later, we're going to have this ability now to have those characters in here. And It'll be the first wrestling game with Owen Hart in it.
Oh, in wow.
24 years?
In an AEW game, hey?
And yeah, because his wife, Martha, signed over the rights for him to be in a game. So that's huge.
That's awesome. That's crazy. Yeah. So what about, like, just talk to me about the gameplay. Like, so are you talking about, like, combos are easy to pull off? Or are you talking about, like, what?
It's not really combos, just the grappling and getting your moves are just a lot easier than what they have. And just more free than okay. what you get in a 2K.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So you want to be able to pull off cool things in the game is what you're saying.
Yeah. Then the movement's a lot easier, whereas it's a little bit more, it's hard to explain unless you played it, but just a little different than what it is in 2K. This is the year of fighting games, by the way. We got nothing from Tekken this week, but I assume at Summer Game Fest we will, and that'll be our next electronic enhancement.
And Street Fighter 6.
Street Fighter 6 looks so good. So cool. maybe it'll actually have a good story. The idea of having your own fighter, and you can kind of pick fight people in the street and whatnot. Pretty cool concept. I like the trailer they had for the PS showcase was showcasing off the legends. So Guile and E Honda and Bison and Ryu and Ken and Chun-Li and Blanka. So that was really cool to showcase off all the legends. And then we got a really special trailer last week.
I watched it and was just instantly confused, but holy crap, like, why do they not make movies like this?
Man,
that's my question.
So I'll give you a Cliff Notes for everyone that hasn't caught up
on Mortal Kombat Minute. We haven't had one of these in a while.
And why everyone's like, why is this called Mortal Kombat 1? So more or less, at the end of Mortal Kombat 11, there was a fight, and more or less the best way to end it was Raiden blended with Liu Kang, and Liu Kang became a god, and he became Fire God Liu Kang. Raiden became human, so Raiden wasn't that anymore. And then more or less, he got in a fight with the Time God Kronika, beat Kronika, and he reset the timeline. So we are back to the very dawn of all these characters, and that's why it's Mortal Kombat 1. That is the simplest way I can explain it.
That's all you need. That was a great explanation.
Yeah, I could go a lot more.
So basically, Raiden is Liu Kang now, and that's it. That's the only thing you need to know.
Liu Kang's, I mean, right now, even Scorpion isn't a demon right now. He's just Hanzo Hisashi.
Okay.
And even Sub-Zero's Bi-Han hasn't killed Sub-Zero's family.
Wow. So is this like a timeline reset, or how does this work?
Complete timeline reset.
Okay. And is that a thing? Is that a thing like that happened? Like, so Raiden was able to do that when he merged with Liu Kang?
Well, Raiden did this the last time there was a timeline shift to a degree was in Mortal Kombat 9, when at the end of the Armageddon period, Shao Kahn beat the god Blaze. And before Shao Kahn was about to beat Raiden, he had Shinnok's amulet, which can send messages and stuff at times. So okay. Raiden sent a message to his past self saying he must win to kind of let him know of certain ways to make it so the timeline didn't end as dark as Shao Kahn becoming the grand champion and killing everybody. And then that set the timeline that we had in Mortal Kombat 9, which was technically a reset to where we were for the MK1, 2, and 3, but told in a next generation storytelling system. And then we kind of where we were in 9, 10, and then 11.
Okay.
Amazon fucked Ed Boon in Mortal Kombat, though, quite a bit.
Why?
Because the DLC got leaked by Amazon by accident.
And?
Peacemaker.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Homelander.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yeah, I'm in. Yep.
Omni-Man.
Wow.
You can do Homelander versus Omni-Man in Mortal Kombat.
That's kind of cool. Homelander as a fighting game
voiced by Anthony Starr.
Oh, of course.
And our guy Doesn't even need a name. Just our guy. Get him pictures of Spider-Man.
Are you
Peacemaker? Dragging? I don't know if it's voiced by John Cena or not, but Omni-Man and Homelander seem to be voiced by J.K.
Yeah, because they're Amazon properties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. Damn, that's Homelander is a perfect fighting game character. Holy.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fatality is going to be for him and Omni-Man.
There's going to be milk involved, I think.
Yeah.
Now, if or when you get Soldier Boy, you got my attention.
Yeah. The rumored other DLC, still Ash, who was rumored last time, and John Wick are still rumored again. But the first pack has those ones on it.
Right. Is Omni-Man, Homelander. Okay.
Peacemaker and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Although I've also seen Jean-Claude Van Damme be a skin for Johnny Cage, which would make more sense because...
Right, he's based off of him.
Originally, Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme fighting game. And then at the last second, Van Damme backed out of it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So then they just had a default guy.
Like Van Damme looking character.
From Bloodsport, yeah.
Dang. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, then. You have my attention. Well done. Yeah.
So it should be really good. There'll be gameplay at Summer Game Fest.
Dang. Okay.
I guess two last things here. I've been playing Jedi Survivor. Ah, beautiful. Makes you feel like a Jedi.
It's nice that you don't have amnesia and you like forget how to like double jump and stuff, eh?
It's pretty cool. I mean, you still have to learn the force jump again, but you still have like the flip jump and most of the force and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I hadn't really used the Jedi mind tricks for the first like three quarters of the game, but I have now found in the later start of the game, I'm starting to use the Jedi mind tricks a lot more.
Yeah, it just helps distract like some of the enemies, hey?
Well, even too, when you're like on a base and you're about to jump down on someone, I'm like, why would I jump down right now? That guy has a flamethrower, so why don't I just make Jedi mind trick? In a worst case scenario, one of the K2 units will just fuck him up and kill him anyways.
Then just get
one
weak.
Less thing to worry about. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I can jump down and kill the K2 unit anyways.
Dang. Cool.
Yeah. It's great.
So people were kind of like mid on the story. Where are you at?
It's getting better. I'm a little bit higher now on the story in the latter half of it. Yeah.
And
it's a harder game. It is a punishing game.
Good. That's
I should note at times I have been frustrated with bosses and have gone down to a lower level to beat a boss. I'm not gonna deceive.
No, whatever.
But I beat some people at Grandmaster. I beat some people on story mode because I was like, I've had a fuck enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
My limit is 4 hours. I'm obviously just not going to beat you.
4 hours of just trying to beat a boss. I mean, that's some hardcore gamer shit. Right.
There's some hard bosses like the fucking Toad.
The spawn of Ogdo.
The Toad is the hardest boss. By the way, so there's a part in the game when there's like this shop where you can trade in stuff and whatnot. And there's like this Toad. It kind of looks like the Hypno Toad from
the Hypno Toad.
Clicked on it. It's like, interact. I'm like, sure, why not? Not even thinking about stuff. This portal opens. I'm like, oh, yeah, this portal. What's this portal? Holy fuck, there's two of them, and I have to fight them now. Fuck.
Is that where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Well, theoretically, you should have a lot more health, and you should be stronger, right?
Yeah. There's something that makes you a lot stronger. Once you play, we'll talk about that.
I like you're like, no.
No spoiler for you. And the last, I mentioned a few times, so take a drink almost every time I've said it. Summer Game Fest is on the 8th, so we get to go back to Jeff Keighley's house and see what he's got in store for us. What are you hoping for Summer Game Fest? And I guess we have to talk about this piece of shit PlayStation backbone wannabe in a second.
What am I hoping for? A new PlayStation console.
Yeah.
Will I get it? No.
Nintendo normally doesn't do anything at Summer Game Fest, eh?
Not since they have Nintendo Direct, I don't think they need to.
No.
Yeah, and what are they going to do? Like, they already just released the game of the year, so.
give me one more Mario on the regular Switch, you fuckers. Give me it.
They're not going to do it.
Absolutely. I know they're not. I know they're not. I'm going to have to buy the new Nintendo console for Odyssey 2.
Yeah, but like now, like you're a Nintendo guy, so like I you am. Love your Switch.
I do. That's why I just want Odyssey 2 on it. Come on. Come on. Give okay. me one more Mario game.
Okay, you cheap bastard.
Yeah, I'm getting the Mortal Kombat gameplay, so I'm good. Fall's going to suck for my wallet.
Well, if they release a new friggin' PlayStation console, my fall would also suck, but yeah.
Oh, and then Maximum Football. I doubt they'll do anything for that, but I need some more for Maximum Football, like the date and all that kind of stuff. Because that's the one I was telling you about that's like that's free to play and has all the customizations in it.
I was going to say, is that a day one download or is that a day one buy or if there's a battle pass or something?
It's free. It's free.
No, I know that, but it's like you're gonna have, there's gonna be cosmetics or something, right? Like,
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna get it and then have CFL teams in it, have you know, college teams and whatever. Be cool.
That'd be really cool.
And then yeah, the PlayStation Project Q. Why would you not just get a backbone? Is that not the same thing?
Well, so what is a backbone for those who don't know?
More or less a controller that you put into your phone.
Yeah. So this, okay, so Project Q is a controller and screen built in, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Wii U.
Yeah, okay, so there's probably... But
it's streaming gaming only. I think that's the... When I first saw it, when I initially saw it, I was just reacting to it, and I wasn't listening to maybe as much as I should before I sent to the group. And I just assumed it said streaming game. I'm like, well, surely you can download on it. And you can't. It's Wi-Fi only. Which is fine if you're at home and you want to multitask and watch a movie or something and play your game. Right. That is appealing to me still because there's times I get games sorely for my Switch. Like, I'm in a situation where I'm deciding on MLB The Show right now for my Switch or for my PS5. Obviously, the PS has the better graphics. Mm-hmm. And can have some stuff that the Switch isn't going to have, but the Switch is going to be more remote and I can take the game wherever I want to go.
Right. And then Project Q is Wi-Fi only, right?
Yes. You're kind of fucked.
Well, you know what? If it depends though, if I need to know about like the refresh rate.
You have to make sure your PlayStation stays in remote mode. If you don't do that, let's say you go on vacation and you take it with you, and then you get to the hotel, and you want to use the hotel Wi-Fi. God bless you if you're going to try that on hotel Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But let's say you try to do, if you don't remember to leave your PS on remote mode, you're screwed.
I see. Okay. Well, as it stands, I probably wouldn't bring that around. If it's only Wi-Fi, I wouldn't bring it with me to other places anyways. So no. This is more or less me playing it in my bedroom with someone sleeping next to me, or
yeah,
we kind of mentioned it. There are situations or scenarios where you don't really want to be glued to your TV, even though you're going to be glued to a controller with a screen built in. But if, I mean, Sony's a hardware company, if they're able to make a screen that it's fast, the battery lasts, and it has high refresh rate.
I'd rather use it than my phone.
Theoretically speaking, because I don't buy the new phone every year to then be able to wear my battery out by playing connected to a controller on remote play. So, and if it's priced competitively, like, so a controller is what, $80?
Controller's $80. A backbone is about $150.
If you're telling me that this thing is like $150 for a screen that's like 120 hertz that you can play like competitively on, I could see there being a market for it. I just don't see it personally because I only play games in front of my TV. I don't really take my games to go.
So Tech Advisor saying it thinks the price will be about $200 to $250.
Yeah, okay. But that's too much for me because I'm not going to play my PlayStation 5 in another room for another $250. Like,
they got to go lower than that because people will still wonder, why would I not just get a backbone?
Fair enough. Well, that unless like I mentioned a couple minutes ago, unless the screen quality is literally amazing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can really see it being a draw for me personally, is if the screen that I have in my hands is as good as my TV, if not better.
Yeah. Well, and most iPhone screens are really good, and the next iPhone screen that's coming out, it sounds like it's going to be really good too. So
there you go.
Yeah. So we will see. Thanks, everyone. It was a pleasure to be back in Electronic Enhancement. And until next time.